pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's the Sunny Side Up Show with Edgar and Philip. Okay, the day before Thanksgiving. So
Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve. Ooh, I like that. All right, so this is going to be sort of a free-forming episode, really all about Thanksgiving. And maybe we'll talk about what we're thankful for.
Yeah, maybe.
So not necessarily the food. I feel like we've covered the food.
We're definitely thankful for the food.
We're very thankful for the food. But everything around Thanksgiving. And maybe we talk about some of the difficulties of Thanksgiving. Because yeah. I feel like Thanksgiving is a very anxiety-inducing time.
Without a
very
doubt.
Very stressful time for mm-hmm. a lot of people. Because, one, they're traveling. But two, they're connecting with family members that they don't necessarily connect with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And for good and for bad.
Right.
So maybe, you know, let's just talk about our personal Thanksgivings and if we have any advice for those. Maybe someone has an uncle that they disagree
like
with.
Around, yeah.
Yeah, they don't like being around and they disagree with politically. Like, how do you handle those situations? It's always so awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, as families change and as people get married and people have kids, there's the awkwardness of
in-laws
and changing of traditions.
Right.
So it's just, you know, there's a lot that happens during Thanksgiving. And isn't it funny that Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving, to at least the way I've, you know, sort of seen it, Thanksgiving is really about the extended family.
Correct.
Whereas Christmas is the core family.
I agree. The thing also that I like about Thanksgiving is there's not that the whole gift aspect of it, which I think kind of allows it to be more of an intimate setting.
Right.
You know, it seems to me Thanksgiving was always a less stressful holiday.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like, yes, you're around a bunch of people.
Right.
But there's not all the typical Christmas stuff tied into it.
Interesting.
Which I've always really enjoyed. Because the only time that it ever really became stressful was dinner time.
Interesting.
You know, and that was because you're, you know, making a meal for anywhere from 10 to 30, maybe 40 people. So can be kind of intense.
So, speaking of that, did you sit at the kids' table or the adults' table? When did it switch for you?
So, I'll admit this. It has probably been up until last year, it was probably about 7 or 8 years since I had like a real family Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
But I sat at the kids' table the whole time, even as I got older and was 18, 19.
Yeah.
At no point did I ever feel like – and it wasn't even like wanting to reach the adult table, like, oh, I can't wait to sit there one day.
Yeah.
It was more of just like, you know, the conversations at the kid table are going to be a lot better.
Oh.
You know, like, for instance, like if there's – I mean, I'm not going to be doing it this year. I'll be staying here in town. But, you know, like the new Pokemon game just came out.
Yeah.
So obviously I'd rather sit around and talk to all the kids who are playing Pokemon versus the adults who are probably talking about politics or job stuff, you know, like, and so
interesting.
The kids table was always more fun for me, mainly just because, you know, I've never stopped being a kid.
Yeah.
So I would just get more entertainment.
That's out so of funny. It, I was know? Always the kid who wanted to be at the adult table.
Well, you were always an adult. I felt like even when we hung out in high school, I felt like you were the responsible adult friend that I had.
But I love all the kid stuff. Like, I feel like a kid at heart. I very much enjoy that stuff. And one of my favorite parts of the holidays is hanging out with my younger cousins, mm-hmm. with my younger family members, and sort of leeching their youth to make myself feel younger. No.
I'll stay in my 20s forever.
But growing up, I always wanted... So there really wasn't like a kids' table. The way it worked out in my family was we would take turns. So the kids would eat first, and then the adults, or like we would switch it out. But there would be times when there was like a quote-unquote kids' table.
Right.
And, you know, I remember one Thanksgiving, it was like a particularly large Thanksgiving with a lot of family members, and we were actually at my uncle's house, and there was like sort of like the bench seats at like the playground, like those bench seats, like there was, or tables. I mean, there was like rows of them.
Okay.
And you could like the kids were at one end and the adults at the other. So oh, that kind of situation. I got you. So I've had similar stuff like that, but I've always gravitated towards talking to the adults because I love debating. One thing about me is that I love to argue and to debate, and I would always love, especially
the adults hated when you came. They was like, Edgar's here.
Well, you know, and I had like uncles that loved to like barb with me and like, you know, have conversations with me, and they loved to see where I would go. but you knew me back then, or towards the later end of it anyway, where I was very fiery. I was very political. Like that was a big part of me. You have to admit I'm much less so though. Yeah. Definitely much less so.
I think that's in all honesty, because your friends that you mostly hang out with are more so.
Right.
So I feel like you've fallen back into the, like,
isn't that kind of funny? Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that statement too. But overall, I do feel it in myself that I've fallen behind a little bit, or not behind, but like I've subdued.
Do you read CNN news less?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But you know what? I feel like it's made my life a little bit better.
Has it?
Ignorance is bliss. I'm just saying it now.
Do you now see why I read comics every day and not the news?
but I loved arguing with my family members. And we didn't always argue, but we did sometimes. And I love talking about religion. And like, I love talking about all the things you're not supposed to talk about. That's what I love talking about. But that was just in me. And when I finally got to be an adult and finally was like really at the adult table, it kind of just stopped mattering. And it was kind of like, well, then, you know, okay, well, I guess it doesn't really matter anymore. And it was kind of sad. In a weird way, it was kind of sad. But that's a fascinating thing, the generational gap in families.
Yeah. See, I had it. It was really great because we had a lot of my extended family, they had basements in their homes. So they would send the kids to the basement. You know, and it's just like there's a giant TV down there, just, you know, don't destroy anything, but just get out of earshot from the adults.
Right.
And it was mostly, you know, like the teens.
You play video games, Smash Brothers, you put on
a movie. Usually what we'd like to do, that was the time of the year where we'd watch inappropriate movies.
Oh yeah.
Because you know your parents are not coming down anytime soon. Like, you know for a fact that you probably won't see an adult for like 3 or 4 hours unless a kid goes up crying. So as long as you could. So it'd always be one of those things where like I'd get all the kids around and be like, look, we're going to watch an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's going to scare you. There's nothing bad. It's just a little, you know, there's going to be some jokes you don't understand.
Yeah.
But if you don't say anything, you know, and then it's usually a movie I'd seen. What I'd like to do usually when it gets to a slow part in the movie.
You fast forward.
No, not even. I would be like, hey, I'm going to go get all the kids dessert. Like, and then I go and I come back with like a tray of sweets.
Yeah.
And usually that keeps them subdued until the movie's over. But we were always sent to the basement.
Oh, so you were taking care of the kiddos.
Essentially. Yeah. Interesting. So, you know, but again, with my extended family, you know, there's 15 kids. You know, I come from a family where everyone has multiple children.
Yeah.
And so usually there would be like 4 or 5 teenagers and then 7 or 8 young kids. So, you know, usually you have the younger siblings and cousins who kind of resonate towards certain, you know, they're like, oh, this is my favorite teen relative. So we'd each have like 1 or 2 that we'd have to watch after, essentially. But
interesting.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting you say that. We sort of had similar experiences too. Like the kids would go off to go play video games or watch movies and do all sorts of stuff. And we were, at least during my generation, like when I was young, we were all around the same age. We did have a couple like older cousins, but we were generally around the same age. So we would just get in all sorts of trouble. Like we would do all sorts of dumb stuff.
Of course.
But one of like the funnest things I remember we did one Thanksgiving is I remember my older cousin, Cesar, he put on a movie and he was like, so this is during VHS time.
Okay.
And he discovered this new thing that he could do, which was his VHS would allow him to, like, I actually don't quite remember how he did it, but he could, like, mute the audio and he would voice over the actors. Yeah. And we would come up with our own movie and our own stories.
That's pretty cool.
And we would do, like, all, and we, like, we would spend hours doing it, and we would, like, come up with all these. I remember we did, like, Ace Ventura, and we made it, like, nice. Some totally different movie, but we'd do stuff like that. We would play a lot of Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario World. But then when Smash came out, oh my God.
Game changer.
Game changer.
For sure.
Game changer.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of fond memories of that time. But again, I think it's a little bit different for, like, my culture, because the adults and the kids, not necessarily, they weren't, like, hanging out, but there was a lot more intermingling.
Yeah, and there we always had moments like that too. We would always pick, like, okay, we're all gonna go out in the backyard and maybe, like, throw a football around and just kind of talk and you know, just catch up. But no, there was also definitely the time where the parents were like, all right, enough children.
Yeah, let's go.
Just get them out of here.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so what if someone? It actually sounds like we both, even though in general most people have a very stressful Thanksgiving, we both seem to have pretty pleasant Thanksgiving. I will say, as I've gotten older, and my cousins have gotten older, and we've all sort of gone our separate ways, I feel like our Thanksgiving has gotten more insular to our core family, where it used to be much more about being extended.
Right.
And I think it's because a lot of, like, my cousins and family members are, they're having kids, and they're starting their own traditions and their own thing. However, last year we actually had an impromptu family reunion where a bunch of us got together, and that was a lot of fun. But there is, like, this little tinge of sadness, like, it's become smaller. But I don't know, that might just be my family though.
Yeah. Well, so
how about you? Like, since you haven't had it with your family in a long time, like, how do you feel about it? Does it bum you out? Do you care? Does it even matter?
You know, I've never really been a big fan of the extended family aspect of it. And it's not that I dislike my extended family. It's just we never really had a lot in common. Gotcha. I always considered myself the black sheep of the family because I kind of went the more, like, creative, weird, you know, kind of rebellious of the group. And all my cousins were, you know, very loved by their parents and raised as kind of, you know, different mentalities.
Right.
But last year was the first time that I had seen cousins on my mom's side in about 20 years. Oh, so it was really cool because, you know, like, the oldest daughter, so it was three girls and a boy in that family. And I think the last time I was nine and they were just being born.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I think the only one I had ever actually seen in person was the oldest.
Oh, wow.
Who's like 22.
Oh, wow.
And so it was just weird, but it was almost like, you know, it was like we'd known each other our whole lives. It was so weird how we just immediately
connected.
You know, the jokes were going off and that's awesome. it was interesting. It was very interesting.
That's fascinating, man.
But I've reached that point in my life where I kind of want to do the big Thanksgivings again. Like, I kind of miss it.
Yeah.
Me too. And then, so really, honestly, the nice thing for me is that if I were to have an extended family Thanksgiving, I won't do it this year, but maybe next year. I wouldn't have seen any of these people in about a decade.
Wow.
So there's a lot of opportunity to just catch up.
Right.
Like, just tell me stories from your past 10 years. You know, what have you been doing?
Yeah.
Isn't
that funny, though, that, like, when you haven't seen someone for so long, sometimes you don't even know what to say because you're like, how do I even recount 10 years? Like, how do I even?
You know, you pick the highlights.
Yeah. It's hard. It's interesting. I actually recently had that with somebody, and it was like, we hadn't seen each other in a year. And it was like, I don't even, like, I could tell you all this stuff, but what's the point? Like, you just want to talk about what happened last week. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just kind of interesting.
Well, the nice thing is so one, a lot of sports fans in my family.
Oh, so you talk about
so sports. I can always kind of fall back on sports as kind of like a go-to. But my family's always found it interesting because all of them did the whole go to college, get a degree, get a 9-to-5 corporate job. And I'm the one in the family who dropped out of college. I've worked customer service. I've been in the food industry for most of my career.
So they're asking you all.
So they're always like, oh, what's the weirdest thing you've ever, like, they always want to know like kitchen
stuff
kind of, like what really goes on behind the doors of a kitchen. And like, I remember one Christmas, my uncle was so hung up on, like, I saw that movie Waiting, and when they spit in the food, he was like, they don't really do that, do they? And I was like,
sometimes they do.
You want to know the honest truth? Because sometimes they do. If you're that bad of a customer, they're going to. I've seen it happen. I've seen kitchen dudes spitting food before. And it's just how it is. I'm sorry. I've never done it, but, you know.
And he was like, what?
Yeah. And
isn't that funny? So you're the person everyone's like, so what's, like, what's going on? Like,
well, it was funny because he texted me like 2 or 3 months later, and he's like, I just want you to know that I do everything in my power to be the best customer when I go.
Just because of our conversation.
Yeah. And he was like, just because now I know that actually really happens. It makes me so nervous every time I go. Like, I tip bigger and all this stuff. And I was just like, good.
You're doing a good thing.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Thank you for doing that, because it is a very important.
That's funny.
So yeah, it is interesting. So I usually don't ever have to kind of get into any awkward conversations, because most of the time is spent just catching up.
Yeah. So, since we've talked about this, but it kind of seems like maybe we're the worst people to give this advice, because we actually have generally pretty good Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
Do you know, for the people out there, you know, we're known to give really good advice. So for the people out there who don't necessarily get along with their family, who have a hard time, what advice would you give them? Like, what advice would we give them to make it a little more tolerable? I have a few ideas already, but.
Well, go ahead. Let me hear yours. Let me kind of set the mood for where you would take
this. So my first, I have kind of like a funny one, and then I have one that's more like general, like, you know, conflict avoidance.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with my funny one first.
Okay.
And I think it's something that a lot of people, when they're thinking about Thanksgiving, they don't necessarily think about as one of the things that you do during Thanksgiving. But one thing my family does, and of course, we come from a Latin American family, but what we do is we day drink. So you can drink during Thanksgiving. You have the day off. So we can start drinking pretty early. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about 8 a.m. breakfast drinking, but you can drink pretty early.
You could even do the 8 a.m. if you have a family who loves mimosas.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
Yeah, I remember when I was 21, 22 and went to Thanksgiving.
You had mimosas.
Man, my grandma started at about 9 a.m. and I was like, oh, I'm going to take a sip of her orange juice. And I did.
And you're like, whoa.
And I was like, is there alcohol in this? And she's like, yeah, you mean to pour you one? I was like, yeah, sure.
I mean, yeah.
Why not? Let's start drinking at 9 a.m.
Okay, drink responsibly.
Of course. I definitely
But it definitely takes the edge off, I've noticed.
And that's what it's meant for.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Definitely.
And if you drink it responsibly and you don't overdo it, it makes it much more tolerable and enjoyable, I would say.
The idea, I feel like, for holiday drinking is that, and again, drink responsibility.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Let's not.
Yes, let's put that out there.
Let's just stick to that. I think
I'm a big day drinker. I'm just going to say
it. I think the goal. Are you an alcoholic?
No.
No, but I think the idea is that you should try and keep a nice steady buzz.
Yes.
And not get drunk.
100%.
You know, your whole goal is to just stay, you know, nice and relaxed throughout the day.
Yes.
You don't want to get carried away here. This isn't a frat party. So yeah, drink, but you know, and if you see somebody getting a little out of hand, there's always that one aunt or uncle who's just like, this is the year that I'm getting trashed. And it's like, why?
No,
nobody wants to see you take off your shirt.
No, No, never be that person at a holiday.
No, no, never.
And if you're going to do it at a holiday, wait till New Year's. Don't do it.
I agree.
Do not do it at Thanksgiving. Do not do it at Christmas. I'm sorry. Yeah. Just don't.
To me, I think the idea for these holidays being around the extended family is you're kind of almost like selling yourself a little bit.
Yes.
You know, and to me, when I get around my grandmother, I want her to think that I'm the same innocent child that I was at seven.
Okay.
You know, okay, I don't.
I wasn't thinking that.
Obviously, okay. You know, to a degree, I'm an adult, so you know, I can drink.
I thought you were just gonna say be on your good behavior, but
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know, just kind of like, you know, your grandmother doesn't get to see you all the time, so
be on your best behavior.
Yeah, just remind her why you're that sweet little angel she loved so much.
I will say, so my other answer would be, you know, if you're. It can be tough, especially if you have a family member that you just like disagree with totally, and they're being very
vocal. Do you have that? Loud.
I sort of, yes.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we're a Mexican American family. We tend to agree on a lot of things, especially nowadays. If I may say so.
Is it just one? Hint, hint. Is there and obviously, well, no names or anything like that. Yeah. But is there that one? Family member where if you're talking to your mom or dad and you're like, hey, is so-and-so coming? And they're like, yeah. And you're like,
Yes, there is. There's multiple. But I will say, one thing I've sort of found that works is to not focus on things that cause conflict. Now, obviously, I just contradicted myself because I said I love to debate, and I do. However, you know when there's people you can debate with, you know what I mean? And there's certain people that you know you can't really have that conversation with. And don't make the conversation about that debate. If your uncle is out here saying, I'm a big blah blah blah, I support blah blah blah, and I don't support the right to blah 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 and blah blah blah, then get a lot of people very angry and mad. But I would say don't engage them in that conversation. Engage them in the family conversation, because at the end of the day, you're still family. So you need to talk about, hey, how are you? How are the kids? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talk about that stuff. Reminisce, connect. That's the stuff that matters anyway. Because I'm thinking back at my old Thanksgivings and I can't even remember what we were arguing about. You know what I mean?
It's usually small stuff.
Small stuff that doesn't matter. All I remember is having the good times with my family.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. So
I remember,
I would say do that.
I remember the Thanksgiving right before I graduated was the year Obama, the first year with Obama.
Oh,
and I was pushing everyone in my family to vote for Obama. I have a very conservative family. So
that was
a lot of it was just
year.
Like, Philip, shut up about Obama.
Yeah, that was a tough year, I will say, for sure. Yeah, that was a tough year for sure. If you had some advice to give these people,
you know, for me, it's a time where everyone's gonna, you know, everyone has their opportunity to be away from work, to be away from school. So it's a chance for everyone to relax. So to me,
relax, big thing.
I think the whole thing is like, if you have one family member who's coming to you with drama, stay out of it. Just be like, hey, I think that's, you know, y'all are having the brotherly, sisterly, you know, you know, sibling rivalry going on right now, but I don't care. I'm here to eat pecan pie and turkey and watch football and Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving special. Like,
best Thanksgiving special.
Yeah. Oh, so well, yeah, of course. But, you know, it's your family. And I think if, you know, kind of like we said in the past, if you're honest and upfront, and you let them know ahead of time, hey, I don't want to talk about religion. I don't want to talk about politics.
Oh, interesting.
I don't want to talk about maybe you just got out of
strategy.
A relationship. You know, hey, I don't want to talk about this ex. All right.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the times for me with you know, my family, I'm a very open book with my family. You know, they know that we don't agree in politics and we don't agree in religion.
Yeah.
So they know not to talk about those things, but I'll also be one of those things that like, if we're all sitting in a room, especially adults, I'll be like, hey, just to throw this out here, I'm no longer dating so-and-so. Don't ask me about her.
Oh, wow.
All right? It didn't end well, or it did end well, but here's the thing. We're not together. Don't ask how she's doing. I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting.
I do make announcements.
You make announcements?
I do. Wow. Because it's either going to be that, or every time a new family member comes up and is like, hey, how's so-and-so? It's like, we're not together. All right. Two minutes later. Oh, hey, Uncle So-and-so. Hey, how is her? I don't know. We're not together anymore. So I like to just lay it out on the table, or I tell my parents and then my parents make the announcement, kind of like when I'm not around, you know, because like there's moments where, you know, maybe I'm out with all the kids. And then all the adults are sitting around drinking, and usually my dad will be like, hey, Philip's not with that girl anymore, so please don't bring it back.
Wow, this was a big deal for you. You had a lot of different girlfriends, apparently.
No.
Wow.
It's not even that. I just was trying to – I couldn't really think of something else. your job, I don't know.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
You lost a pet.
That's interesting. I guess we – in my family, that was never really been a thing, But yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, just get it out there and we're done.
Yeah.
No more need to do it.
Yeah. And if there's a story, tell the story one time.
Interesting.
You know, because I've had to do that.
You're all about the saving the time. I like that.
Yeah. Because do you want to spend an entire week explaining to your family why something in your life has changed? Or do you want to say, to me, you're trying to maximize relaxation.
I see.
All right. Yeah. And so
this has never been an issue.
When I go into a holiday, I think about, all right, who is the extended family members that I don't want to see? And how you said it's the same with you.
But I don't think about it that way. But see, I'm not pre-planning.
Oh, see, I do. Because ideally, like, for instance, if it's an uncle that I find very annoying, I figure out the ways to tone down the annoyance.
Yeah.
Because, of course, right off the bat, everyone's going to be pleasant. But then once the alcohol starts flowing, aunts and uncles and your mom and dad, they all get crazy. They do. They let loose. They start, you know, telling stories. And some of them are embarrassing. So you kind of just find ways to maneuver through the holiday without being like, I don't want to see these people for another year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, thank God that's over.
Yeah.
I do a little pre-planning, you know, figure out who's going to be there, you know, and try and, you know, kind of prepare for like a worst case scenario kind of thing.
Okay.
You know.
Fair enough.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. You know your family better than anyone else does.
Well, yeah, for sure.
You know, and you know what's most likely going to happen, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah, I guess that really hasn't really been an issue for me. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You can definitely do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that is our Thanksgiving episode. Whoa, however,
we have one more thing we got to end on.
No, I know. I was getting to it.
Oh, okay.
I was getting to it. But to wrap things
up. I thought you were shooting straight to the plugs.
No.
Like, whoa. I should just trust you by now.
Trust in the system.
Close to 100 episodes, I should.
However, before we end, definitely want to talk about what we're thankful for. So the thing, you know, that's what Thanksgiving's for. And we've talked about our family and everything. But, for me at least, what I'm thankful for is my friends and family. And I've had these sort of experiences, at least these last 2 years, where I have felt not necessarily alone, but I've definitely felt like, oh, wow, like, you know, I'm getting older and people are pairing up and people are leaving and things are happening. And I sort of, you know, in certain ways feel like I'm in the same place. And I've definitely felt that feeling. And then I've also had this feeling where, you know, I've realized during a birthday or whatever that people actually do care about me and that I am someone that people care about deeply. My friends care about me. And sometimes you sort of forget that. My family cares about me and you sort of forget that. So I'm very thankful for them. And if you ever feel that sort of way, that lonely way, realize that your friends and family are there and they care about you and they love you. So I'm very thankful for that. And then my fun thing I'm thankful for is Disney Plus. I'm just going to put it out there. Disney Plus, it's where it's at. Watch The Mandalorian. So freaking awesome.
I respect that.
Love it. How about you? What are you thankful for?
So I'm going to skip all the hubbub of family and friends because, you know, they all know. All my friends, I remind them, maybe except for you.
Yeah. Tough love. Yeah, you're a tough love type of person.
Look, I don't need to sit here and put you on a pedestal for being my friend. You know. you know, it's more of your pleasure than mine.
Fair enough.
So anyway, I am obviously thankful for comic books, but more specifically, Jack Kirby art, because there's so much of it.
Oh, wow.
I'm thankful that Jonathan Hickman is writing the X-Men, because that's amazing.
Okay, I like that.
I am thankful for my public library system, because they bring so many hours of joy. I get to read so many graphic novels. I watch so many movies.
I love that. That's a great answer.
You know, it's a place where I can go and be educated on just about anything that exists in this world. I am also thankful for, you know, having a roof over my head. You know, I'm thankful for my cat, who brings me hours of joy. Because even though she can kind of be a pain sometimes, she is fantastic. I'm thankful for tamales.
Oh.
I'm kind of on a tamale kick right now. I've been eating a lot of tamales.
Yeah.
And last but not least.
I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Say it.
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No, but I forgot to put that on there. I'm also thankful for Popeye's chicken sandwich. I'm also thankful for Gus's fried chicken.
Yes.
But my favorite thing right now.
All
right.
What is it?
It's a limited time, only on the shelves for a small window of time. So you need to go to your convenience store right now and get white fudge covered Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a box.
Those are so good.
I ate them in about half an hour.
I've made those.
Really?
Yes, I've made those. Ooh, you just remind me. I might make those.
Please do.
Yeah, those are really good.
Because the box is expensive and you don't get a lot.
Yeah, those are so good.
Oh, I've made those. It's like you get like 16, I think, for like $4.
I love it. And you put the sprinkles on top. I love
I'm thankful for candy.
I'm thankful for Oreos.
Yeah, Oreos in general, for sure.
Like, just so great.
Also, can I make a brief statement? Because I've had this argument several times.
Yeah.
Oreos are not vegan. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, I thought they were. Why are they not vegan?
So technically, Oreos by ingredients is vegan.
Yes.
But Oreo states on their website that it is made in the same bowls as dairy products. And they have admitted that some dairy products do get in the Oreos.
Makes sense.
So technically, they are vegan, but they're also kind of not.
Well, if you find the ingredients, make your own. Make your own Oreos.
Well, that's kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, can you really do what Nabisco does?
I mean.
Is it Nabisco?
Yes.
Okay.
Greatest cookie of all time.
Yeah.
Hands down. Top one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great list. That's awesome, Philip. I love that. That's really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a million more, but, you know, we're short on time.
Popeye's chicken sandwich, I think, is the way to go.
I agree 110%. And even though I don't have Disney Plus, I will second that.
Okay.
Only because I've seen all the great stuff on there.
So, oh, man. We could go down so many rabbit holes right now. So I'm going to save it because a lot of it will actually align with end of year stuff. Ooh. So I'm going to save some of the things I'm thankful for and we'll do end of year stuff. Not only are we doing end of year stuff.
Edgar's really thankful for that new Chance the Rapper album.
Did you see it didn't even get nominated?
Yes.
For nothing, dude.
What on there would be nominated?
Well, obviously the greatest song of all time.
Hot Shower.
Oh, yeah. Hot Shower. Woo. Yeah, it did not get nominated. That's rough, man.
You know.
Well, maybe it missed the cutoff time. Like,
I don't think that's the case.
Like, Jesus is King is.
I don't think that's the case. Would be
nominated for next year. Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay, fair enough. Thankful for you, Chance. Love you. Even though, you know, didn't work out this time.
I missed the old Chance.
Okay, stop it. all right, we'll save a lot of the conversations for future holiday episodes because we're doing end of year, we're also going to be doing end of decade. Have you seen the end of decade list coming out?
I have not.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch. One of them just came out. Billboard did their end of decade albums of the decade.
That would be a very hard list to put together.
Oh, yeah, it was interesting. They did like 50, like, no, they did like 100. They did.
If I was going to do top 10, I'd probably go back and choose all the number ones that I chose when we did our other podcast.
Interesting.
Like whatever was my number one each of those years would just be my top 10.
We've been podcasting since 2016.
That's not that long.
So 4 years.
Hmm.
Or have we been doing since 2015?
What year did... Well, we did.
No, it was 16.
Shortly before.
No, it was 16. I just
Life of Pablo came out.
Yep, because that was the first episode we did. Yeah. So 16. Dang, we've been doing. I'm thankful for this podcast because it. Okay.
I like our old one more.
I miss the old podcast. No, I think for podcasting, because it is very cathartic and you can get a lot of your feelings out there. And it's awesome when people hear and share our show. So if you like our show, please share it with your friends and family. And hey, we're wishing you a great Thanksgiving. We hope that you have a great time with your family. If you have to day drink a little, go for it. Day drink a little. Just be responsible. Enjoy your family. Enjoy time with them. And I think Philip put it perfectly. It is a great, like, it is an excuse that everyone has to relax.
Yes.
So relax, enjoy. If you don't have to do Black Friday stuff, don't. Honestly, skip it.
Or do it online. It.
Or do it online.
Amazon does it all weekend.
Yeah. You don't have to go to the stores, y'all. Yeah. You can enjoy it. So that was our episode. So we'll be off. And then the following week, we're also going to be doing a 3-day week.
Yes.
And that's just due to timing and because we're, you know, we're
it's the holiday season. Yeah.
Yes. And then after that, for the Christmas times, we'll work it out. We'll have a few episodes, but we'll most likely be taking a week or two off during those holidays. So it's going to be a little rocky right now. We'll be in and out. But I'm excited because we're going to be doing a lot of holiday and end of year stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So get ready for that. If you want to let us know how your Thanksgiving goes, reach out to us at Daily Sunnyside or at our Gmail at dailysunnyside@gmail.com. And we will talk to you next time. Bye.